up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. I restarted my computer like 5 minutes ago and forgot to bring up my call screener. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam. Mike is in Atlanta.
Hey, man, I'm going to start off like this, man. As a truck driver, y'all cats make me laugh every day, man. I love this show.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Anyhow, man, this question is for both of y'all. What's something that you can talk about that'll tell somebody your age without you telling them? For me, when I was young, my dad had a Pontiac, man, and you used to have to let the tag down to pop the gas from the back.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, and a lot of times, they ain't had no damn gas cap. They just had a rag in that thing.
Man, when I was in elementary, man, my vice principal, Mr. Foster, this dude used to smoke cigarettes in his office in elementary school.
That's old school.
Yeah, that's old school. That's a pretty good sign that you're a little bit older.
Yeah, man.
Did you ever see somebody, though, that couldn't find it? Like, they're at the gas station?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're borrowing some whatever. Where's the gas?
Yes. It's behind the license plate. You got to pull that thing.
That's
man.
A pretty cool place to
yeah,
put it, by
man.
The way.
That's old school. Old school.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All right, so what is the thing that you can talk about that gives people a pretty good indication? See, but that's the thing. Talk about stuff that makes you seem older than you are.
I am, yes. Yeah. So I'm not good on this one because I'm not an old soul. I like old stuff. Yeah, that's what it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not old, so I just like old stuff.
The 90s, like kid stuff in the 90s, like, I don't know, Ken Griffey Jr. and, I don't know, we were talking about it earlier, like the Nickelodeon shows that were on when we were kids, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about Double Dare. You know, I just thought about what I always wanted. My mama never got me. I wanted a Trapper Keeper.
Oh, no, me too. No kidding.
Never got a Trapper Keeper.
No, neither did I. It would have been awesome. You know what I really wanted?
I'm gonna go buy one.
Glad you brought up stuff that I wanted or we wanted as kids. Probably a lot of kids wanted these. In my opinion, the ultimate sign of wealth that a family could have, and this isn't true, but in my mind as a kid, is if the kid had a power wheel, like one of those little motorized, like if a kid had a power wheel.
Hell yeah, you were loaded.
They were probably millionaires.
Yes,
maybe billionaires.
I agree.
I mean, that's obviously not true. But if you had it, you had some money.
Yeah.
I didn't have one. Wanted one very badly. Yesterday, I got a text message of a screenshot from my wife about a Christmas gift idea for our daughter. And I was like, wow. Again, I keep finding out we're rich. Like, I didn't know.
Is it a pink Barbie Jeep?
Because I have access to our bank accounts and the spreadsheet and all the debt that we have. But I keep getting these other signs from her that we're actually really rich, which is amazing. I don't know where the other money is being kept that she's hiding from me, but we must be if we're thinking about buying her a Barbie power wheel. Because only millionaires buy their kids Barbie power wheels.
You see my garage. You see my toddler's garage.
Yeah, but you actually are a millionaire.
He has a damn garage.
I know.
Like, which one you want to ride today, Bash? A damn garage out there.
It's like cribs, but for a toddler.
Yeah, which one you want to ride today, homie?
So not only are we going to be a house that owns a bouncy house, we're also probably going to have a power wheel.
There you go.
I've made it.
There you go.
I have a chipping green in your backyard. Okay, maybe not a green.
Not really. I got a stump that I painted green. Let's be honest about it. I got a stump that I painted green. Now, it's fun, and I like it, but I don't know. It's not like a manicured green. All right. I know Abe texted me the other names. Let me get that up for you here real quick. We've got Rich, who's in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, fellas? I love the show.
I love you.
Just to tap in quickly to the last thing you just said, when I was younger, you couldn't tell me if you ain't had one of them little name plates with the name flashing across, you ain't had some cash in your pocket.
Yes.
Back in like the early 2000s. But on my question, Randy kind of touched on it earlier, and I wanted to ask yesterday. So on a nice sunny day, you guys don't have no work. Randy in the backyard at the pool smoking a cigar with his wife, beautiful kids. Andy, you at the lake with the family. What is a couple songs or songs you guys could play that always put you in that mood where it's like everything's right in the world and nothing could get you down?
Oh,
me,
man.
is Cheryl Lynn Encore or any Bob Marley song, you can't convince
Dude,
me. I'm not sure, a rockstar when you playing Bob Marley.
I was just going to say
Thanks,
that,
Rick.
And I know this song, it's a song with a big meaning, but I have to put on War by Bob Marley and
okay,
the Wailers.
Sure.
That's the first song I put
it's
on
a great song.
When I go out and I hear that. Bah, 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 bah. That's the first song every time. And I might change the genre, but that's the first song, War by Bob Marley and the Wailers, the first song I put on when I go outside.
It's a great song.
I love that damn song.
Man, there's a lot of different songs that come on. Just kind of depends on the vibe, what kind of genre you're listening to. Prototype by Outkast. I will oftentimes put that song on when the little bass line hits, you know, the beginning part of that song.
Uh-huh.
I love that. I don't know. We listen to all kinds of different stuff. Sometimes it's older stuff. Hey, Rock.
Hey, fellas. You know me. You know me. I got another question.
All right.
Since we're talking about questions. Now, if you are having a barbecue, you know how the guys are all in one group and the girls are in another group.
Right.
You happen to walk in the kitchen to get something, and you hear the girls in the next room talking about one of the guys in your group, like he needs to see Dr. Simowitz from Priority Men's Clinic, and that's the conversation that they're having. Do you tell the guy in the group? Do you not tell the guy in the group? Or if you do tell him, how do you tell him?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's tough.
Because that might be his lady in there talking about him to other people.
Yeah.
Like, we have this, like, me and I joke, we'll talk trash and joke about our wives. But one thing I ain't gonna never do is tell a flaw about my significant other to anybody.
No.
You know what I mean? And so I would like, dog, you might want to go in there and talk to your wife.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
because
what
I'm going to say. My frustration, I mean, now he's got multiple frustrations, first of all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now his wife's out there telling everybody about it. Like, that's tough.
Yeah.
Like, a room full of people, you're going to tell, like, a real flaw?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, he does this, ha, 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 laugh. But, like, a real thing?
A real
behind-the-closed-doors thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be really mad.
Hey, dog, you need to go talk. You need to go talk to your lady, man.
Okay, that's
what's
a good
on,
way to do it.
What's going on, bro? You just might want to go talk to your lady.
Yeah, brief conversation.
Yeah.
And also, there's a website called BlueChew.com.
Yeah.
Promo code Andy.
Go talk to your wife.
If you don't feel like going to the doctor.
Yeah. You may go talk to your
wife. We'll get you right.
Don't be cackling about me.
Oh, all right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
Yeah, don't be cackling
about
me. Our
show heads into the final stretch.
Yeah,
it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I feel pretty sure, like, same page, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. Like, real stuff stays internal.
Yeah.
But that's a worst case
because
scenario.
This is
you're the joke in the group of women.
But this is the thing that you don't do as a woman. I'm not a woman. When you're talking about your husband and your significant other, there's a couple things you don't want to do. One, you don't do that to try to embarrass.
Don't do that.
Another thing you do, you don't tell them how good he is because you know what they're going to try to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're.
Let me see what that's talking about.
All that is just a Yelp review.
I'm just telling you, dog. Watch yourself. Abe has been slimed, and I'm not going to say any more other than that. And I said that Mr. Bunker got the knock you out eyes.
He did. He did say that. No, I'll go further than that.
Go ahead. I'm not saying
Abe was surprised how warm it was. That's what I learned today.
I think we all were. What does a modern-day Mr. Rogers do on the weekend? Drinking, smoking, chilling, and filling holes.
Kirk got some jerk to him.
He does. Mm-hmm.
You want to take charge, that's fine. Just don't be bossy.
I don't want no bossy quarterback.
If you make it to Tampa in 4 hours, your tires are smoking.
I'm telling you, I don't know. We left Macon. I don't know. All I know is we was in damn Tampa.
Well, you started in Macon at least, which is closer.
Yeah, we were flying to Tampa.
Yeah, well, this guy, Chris, hit me up. Now, he started in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
It's like 6 hours and 50 minutes.
Is it that long?
From here.
Oh.
And that's according to Google.
Okay.
So I think that assumes you're going the speed limit, which people go faster than that mostly. Not me. That would take me longer than that. Yeah, I got to get my own Google map. Add 30. All right, we'll come back. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.